From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. General Tommy Franks, the top Allied commander in Iraq, today dissolved the Ba'ath Party. That political organization dominated the country's politics for 35 years. The Arab Ba'ath Socialist Party served as Saddam Hussein's principal apparatus for maintaining his dictatorial political grasp on the nation. Party membership was a basic requirement for holding any top position in the country's bureaucracy. That is now causing problems for American officials as they attempt to restore basic services. U.S. military administrators named a Ba'ath Party member as an interim health minister to rebuild Iraq's ailing medical system. But Iraqi doctors quickly denounced the move. And as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, U.S. officials are discovering that even providing urgently needed medical care has strong political ramifications in Iraq.
It looked like the right thing to do. Iraq desperately needs someone to repair its shattered medical system. The U.S. Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance in Baghdad chose an interim minister. Dr. Ali Shanan was formerly the number three man in the health ministry, so he had plenty of experience. But for many Iraqi doctors, it was the wrong kind of experience. Shanan was a Ba'ath Party member during Saddam's regime, a time when the health system was widely viewed as corrupt. This week, doctors demonstrated in the streets and demanded his ouster. At a press conference in Baghdad yesterday, Orha health advisor Stephen Browning tried to reassure the skeptics that Shanan was not damaged goods.
It was my intent that for those, as we look at the leaders in the future, that it's very clear that they renounce in all ways any association with the Ba'ath Party. If they're not prepared to do that, then we certainly don't want them to serve.
Shanan signed a document to that effect, drawn up by Browning, but it did not specifically denounce the party, and Shanan refused to denounce it when given the chance. He said joining the party had been a political necessity during the Saddam regime, and he suggested that the party should continue to have a role in governing Iraq.
I didn't commit any criminal acts against humanity or against any of the children of Iraq, but the one thing that you will be able to confirm is there's not one hospital or health institution that I haven't visited after in the aftermath of the war. So my appointment in the future will be strictly based on my credential, my professional credential.
That apparently will not placate the protesting doctors. One of them, neurosurgeon Hada Afaluji, has just been appointed by U.S. officials to the committee that's putting together a new health ministry. With Shanan sitting at the same table, Afaluji made it clear that the doctors he represents do not endorse the American choice.
As far as the director general positions within the ministry, it is the one position that all doctors are asking for a change. And they ask with might and insistence. And it all revolves around the point whether there's going to be trust between the administrators and the rest of the doctors within the ministry.
The Mushafar Kindi Allah Hospital in Baghdad is run by Shiite clerics. An old woman drags a broken wheelchair down the hall. Some patients lie on gurneys as their relatives fan the heat away from their faces. This hospital stayed open throughout the war. Most of the professionals here say they have enough medicine and equipment. They want security from looters. They want to be paid. What they don't want are party hacks from the past.
I don't know this person quite good, but I think that all of information is about him that he belongs to the previous regime, so we don't want that guy.
Adibashin Mashin is the hospital pharmacist. She is suspicious of the U.S. appointee. The hospital's chief nurse, though, Semi Anwar, says the hospital has more immediate concerns.
So we are suffering from the lack of the electricity, so that we got no safe, we got no stability. So these are the most imminent things that we are looking for nowadays. Even the operations themselves, they are not very good. You know, we are just doing the emergency operations nowadays, but not the long ones, not the very good ones. And this is what we are suffering from now.
That's an observation that's not lost on Siham Halil Ibrahim al-Abdi. He's a retired airline executive with high blood pressure. He's standing in a long line that snakes past an American tank and eventually disappears into the hospital's waiting room. The The gunshot wounds and auto injuries come first, so Al-Abdi has to wait.
45 minutes I wait, and then the sun. This is not good for me, because I am old man.
And he only got half of the pills he normally gets. But medical workers at the hospital say Al-Abdi is luckier than most patients. Because of the gasoline shortage, many can't even get to the hospital. For people like this, the political pedigree of the new health minister is hardly important. Some doctors feel that way as well. Majid Ahmed Al-Abid is an orthopedic surgeon at the hospital. He says he doesn't have much time for vetting the new health minister's political credentials.
Well, I don't know this man really, but he is our colleague. We need organization by anyone really now.
But Al-Abid may be in the minority. As he walks away, a young doctor sidles up and offers his opinion, anonymously. He says Shinan is no good for us. Shinan represents the past. Iraqis, he says, want a new beginning. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Baghdad.